Kenosha County Land Council, Land Information Council meeting to order. I'm filling in for Marty, so if you get. So first point of order would be citizens' comments, right? Citizens' comments, anyone? Citizens' comments? Nope. Seeing none, you can move forward. Approval of last meeting's minutes.
Move to approve.
Move to approve by Carrie. Second by anyone?
Second.
Oh. All those in favor say.
Aye.
All right, hearing none, minutes are approved. And then on the agenda today, we have a presentation from Scott. We're going through a number of options that we have with the WLIP funding, and then also an update on 2020 imagery. So hand it over to you.
Okay. Real quickly to go through our compliance status with the grant program activities for this year. Earlier this year, we submitted the version 5 parcel data to the state DOA. That data was accepted, and our GIS staff did a very good job in putting that together. That data has now been published for all 72 counties throughout the state and is available on the DOA website. Also, in April, we submitted our 2019 grant agreement. That agreement was for the write-in of our delinquent tax application. We'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a few minutes. Our expenditure activity report, that was done with the assistance of the finance department. That took place in May. And all that's left for the year is to put in our 2020 grant application. Again, we'll talk about that also here in just a few minutes, and hopefully this council will come to some type of come to a vote on how to use those funds today. So on the 2017 grant, this is we're going back in time a little bit here. If you'll recall, that was a $50,000 grant used for the data modernization. When that project was completed, the Regional Planning Commission informed all of the Southeast seven counties that there were surplus funds available. And the reason for those surplus funds were there was not quite as much field work required of that project as originally anticipated.
Right.
The remainder funds for Kenosha County were $26,097. This council spoke in or took a vote in the spring and voted to use those funds towards the orthophotography program. And we've been talking about the use of those funds since that time, and the orthophotography program is funded through the capital program. And one of the ideas that we came up with was, could we use those surplus funds for a different project since orthophotography is already fully funded? So we talked about those funds. There were some ideas thrown around as to that related to what was in our land records plan. And we also spoke about some projects that would be
able to get done. get done in time.
Correct. These funds have to be used by June 30th of 2020, so there is a time element associated with it at this point. After discussing it at CALM, one of the ideas we came up with was using these funds for an infrastructure evaluation for our GIS infrastructure. This is largely not on the data side of the GIS, but this would be on the back end IT side of the GIS, because we have been realizing some hiccups in performance with our system. With the advent of the parcel fabric that's now in place, we're getting a lot of very large data sets. Our LIDAR from 2017, we have the largest orthos in terms of resolution in the state at 3-inch right now, other than at a city. And we're going to get more in 2020 because we're looking at 3-inch orthos again. So there have been a few growing pains, and it would behoove us, we thought, to really take a look at our GIS infrastructure, bring a consultant in, take a look at anything we can do to improve that infrastructure and so forth. So it's not really a data project so much as it is an infrastructure project in the back end. So with that, is there any discussion about the possibility of using those funds towards this type of project moving forward?
If we do use them, will they be depleted before the end date?
I believe they would be.
Okay.
Yeah, with us.
That was one of the main criteria.
Yeah, with us bringing in someone like GIS Inc., which we have experience with on previous engagements with them, we think we could work with them to identify a path forward on what would make most sense for improving that infrastructure, whether it's more resources, leveraging the cloud, you know, identifying what makes most sense for Kenosha County. We should be able to get something in place before then.
Excellent. I just didn't want there be like any carryover or anything like that, or giving funds back, or you know, not utilizing them after June 2020. So
right.
If it can be used, great.
And the state doesn't want them back.
I know.
They make that very clear.
Yes.
So I also do not see a problem in using those funds by that time. We can work with a consultant and fast track that.
It wouldn't affect your plan, right? Or you'd have to amend your plan?
We would have to amend the plan, but that's a fairly easy process. That's
okay.
Literally just an email from myself to the DOA. So.
And then just Horace, so the COM group met on this and
mm-hmm.
discussed this, and that was the recommendation.
Correct.
From COM to the council.
We had lots of ideas, but none of which we thought we could get done in time.
So could I get a motion for reallocating those funds to use on GIS infrastructure focus activities project?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to reuse or reallocate the funds from 2017 to the infrastructure of GIS.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? Nay. So approved.
Next.
The 2018 grant project. The 2018 grant project, as you'll remember, was the adoption of the ESRI parcel fabric. That project is complete and it's closed out at the state level. That data has been loaded into our system, and we have collected all of the funds. And so far that's going very well, and it's proven to be very helpful for us internally. Going to the 2019 grant, the 2019 grant is also a $50,000 grant. That particular project was the delinquent tax application development. Perhaps Mike can give us a real brief status on where we are in that project.
We are at the very last phase of it. So we've gone through and we've worked with the Treasurer's Office to identify some enhancements that they could use. We've worked with P&D on some enhancements that they could use. And we've worked with County Clerk's Office on some enhancements that they could use. One of those being a public facing, I'm not going to say like auctioning type site. It's not going to be like a taking auction request or anything like that, but it'll show a listing of housings that are up for auction.
Because right now they have to do a lot of manual inputting, so it'll kind of sweep everything into the site for them.
Yeah. So we're at a point now where the county clerk's office is redoing their piece of the auctioneering piece and the workflows that are being added for them, and once their testing is completed within the next week or so, we will be rolling that out. All those enhancements live before the end of the month. So,
and we'll have that grant closed out at the state and receive the last of the two payments, and move that to IT for their labor that went towards that particular project. So there's no action necessary on the 2019 grant. All right, the 2020 WLIP grant. This was awarded to all 72 counties roughly around October 1st. This was the first year, after having been warned by the state for the last three or so, that the grants have been reduced to $40,000 from the $50,000 threshold. So it finally happened.
After years of warning us.
Yes. So we have a little less to work with. We vetted some ideas at CALM, and the recommended project idea out of CALM was to potentially use these funds towards a public works mapping application development. And that would be done largely as a way to promote Enterprise GIS across the county. There was a number of other projects discussed that the timing just wasn't quite right. And this was the project that was chosen. What could they use it for? We don't exactly know at this point. A lot of that would be up to Public Works. It would have to be mapping related, and it would have to fit within the requirements of the land records plan. Public Works has provided a preliminary okay on this idea. They're very excited about it. Some very preliminary ideas on what they might do with it could be snow plowing type application or a pavement rating type application and having it interface with the mapping and so forth.
So that when people are complaining that their street's not plowed, they can say, you're next on the list. Mm-hmm. You're coming up soon. Your pothole will be fixed soon, I swear.
But in reality, there's a very long list of mapping applications for Public Works. They have a lot of things that they do in that department that have a geographic component to them and could be mapped and so forth. And for any type of project we work on here, we would likely consider working with a consultant to make sure that they get the most bang for their buck and they have a very good tool that will help them far into the future. Using these funds for this purpose would require an amendment. Again, that amendment would be fairly easy in nature to send to the state. Normally we have an answer on that within a week. That's not
we had other things that fit into our current land records plan, but with some systems upgrades and program upgrades that are going on, we didn't think that this time was a good time to do them. So we were thinking probably two or three years down the road, we get back to some of those things on our list. Because by then, like GCS will be updated and some of the other things will be updated, and then we can work with the system as it was going to be. So.
Any discussion on the use of those funds?
Move to approve.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Second.
All those approved say aye.
Aye. Aye.
So approved.
All right, an update on the 2020 imagery acquisition. Region-wide planning is underway, and it has been for a year and a half or maybe
roughly
close to two
almost
years.
Almost
2 years. Yeah. We have been approved in the capital plan $160,000 for the purposes of this particular project. Of that 160, 140 has actually been allocated to us. 20 is in funding sharing that comes from the Regional Planning Commission and our federal partners. Our quote came in at $146,228.
What are we getting for that 146,228?
We are going to collect two primary products. We're going to collect an ortho photo product, which is a top-down image, mm-hmm. and then we are going to collect some oblique images throughout the entire county again, very similar to what we collected in 2015.
Okay.
Okay. Those Those oblique images are used extensively, especially over in the 911 center and so forth.
Are we staying at the same?
The same resolution. Right. Yep. So 3-inch pixel resolution. So if there were something on the ground 3 inches square,
you'd see it.
Theoretically, you should see it. You need some contrast around it.
I was going to say. Yeah.
It's a little not the same color. Yeah.
But
you could tell there was a dark something there under the light thing.
The spec for this project is the exact same as it was in 2015. Nothing is changing. In fact, the price isn't even changing.
Are you using the same company you used last time?
It is. They are very tightly integrated into the 911 New World system. And that's a very important aspect of going using that same vendor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's not many vendors that create an oblique product.
That's because they've created
patented
a patent that mm-hmm. basically all the aerial companies can't compete.
Right.
So they've kind of cornered that market just by their patent alone. So
for obliques, that's where we're going to have to go.
That's kind of where you have to go.
Yeah.
No, Scott, you said that it's going to be similar. What would be different in the obliques between this time and last time?
Nothing.
Oh, so it'd be
nothing.
Identical. Exact. Okay.
All yeah, right. There's so
yeah.
We didn't change much.
No.
The date.
And the price.
Yeah. All right. Everything's identical.
I think you got a little more particular with the whole leaves off, no snow thing.
Yeah.
You were a little more
timing-wise.
Yes.
Narrowed
yes.
down. Because last time we had the problem with the snow in one area and they had to refly that part.
We're going to get a little tighter on the contract language. And that language has been reviewed by myself and purchasing and Corp Counsel already. We sent it back to Eagle View, and they are looking at it right now. But we did write in there that they look to us for an authorization to fly, which I wish we would have had back in 2015 because there were some snow banks, there were some ice in the lakes. But when they do call this spring, we will go out and we will physically check those lakes and make sure everything's here or everything's okay on the ground in terms of ground conditions. And then we're also going to write in, and this will be new, is some performance testing on the accuracy of the product that they provide. And Rob can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, basically, looking at some of the previous imagery, and it's nothing that's alarming, but it was just more the spatial accuracy. It said, well, normally you would follow a 3-inch level. You traditionally will be, say, 7/10 of a foot accuracy, you know, as far as roughly about 2 pixel level, you know, kind of circular error. It's all fine, but now instead of just trusting it and saying that we're meeting that, we're going to go out and measure, you know, features in the field and you hold that back and then provide the position and we'll compare that position independently to say, yes, you met that 7/10 of a foot criteria. Or no, you didn't. If that's the case, well, then maybe there might be some outside explanations because it can be a whole host of things. When you're dealing with imagery, as you're taking the top-down picture, you've got tip and tilt, and then you've also got elevation or terrain relief. And some of those, as if you know, the model isn't quite representing the ground, you can get horizontal displacement and errors. You know that would. That would be perpetuated in that ortho image that's been rectified to fit the ground that's not matching the ground, the actual ground itself. So that'll give us a little bit more of a, I guess, a safety blanket to know that the accuracy is being maintained. So.
So there will be tighter language there, which we're encouraged about. It's just going to mean a better product moving forward. The acquisition would be sometime in the spring. Again, it all just depends on the snow cover and so forth, and let's hope that there's not a lot of snow this winter.
We started early. Why not go late,
exactly.
too?
What would be the earliest they would go?
I'm going to.
Great question.
traditionally speaking, as far as just my past experience, late March is kind of your opening day of
okay.
possible flying. And you got till roughly about the, you know, third to fourth week of April. You know, you better start thinking about
ready. We've had snow in April.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying traditionally.
Before you get to Wisconsin. It's a fine winter in Wisconsin. It's like snow and leaves.
Yes, exactly. So, and everyone knows that. And everybody gets pretty nervous as those days start getting closer. It's like, well, we need the snow. There's still ice on the lakes. There's still snow on the ground. And it's going to be 70, and you know, and people are starting to get really nervous because you know leaves are going to be heading right around the corner. So it's, but generally speaking, your optimal window is usually somewhere around that, let's say the last week of March to about the third week in April. It's kind of that month long window to okay. acquire.
And we'd be on track, just like in 2015, to capture or to receive the deliverables right around August, maybe September of the year. So in a nutshell, that's where we are on the 2020 imagery.
Horse is just happy we're getting obliques again.
Very good. Any further questions on that project?
Right, and that brings us to new business. Anyone have any new business that they would like to discuss?
No, you did say, I think at Calm, that we might be able, currently in the capital budget, we might get a midpoint flyover, flat flyover, right?
It's been placed in the budget for the year 2022 right now. So
won't be obliques that year. It'll okay. just be flat. But.
In 2018, we asked for both the obliques and the ortho product, and it was axed. Okay. There is great interest, not only in Kenosha County, but throughout the rest of the region. And I'll argue that Kenosha County should be number one on the list with all the economic development we have going on. There's great interest in capturing imagery more often than once every 5 years. It's just 5 years is too long. So instead of in the 2022 capital budget putting in for the whole $160,000 again, I tried a little differently to put just the ortho product in there, which would be roughly $60,000 to $70,000. And I think I budgeted 65, and so far it's in there, but that doesn't mean it can't be cut again. If it is cut again, perhaps we'll be talking about that as a project idea at this council for future use of funds, potentially. But it's something that I think most agree it's a good use of these land records funds.
If there is an issue with it, which I hope there isn't, do you think at one time we had thought about just flying the areas that had the most impact, like along I-94 or some other corridors, the industrial parks, because there was indicated that those could be pieced in? Is that an option still?
Well, we were talking about that from the standpoint of LIDAR data.
Well, that was just LIDAR.
LIDAR, yes. Could you do that for imagery? I suppose you could.
I would expect so much of the cost is just getting that plane in the air, right?
The plane in the air, and plus you would also just keep in mind, if you were just saying like this, for instance, like the I-94 corridor, you would naturally fly it north-south, just mm-hmm. being most efficient. So all your buildings, when you would look at it, they're going to slightly lean in a differing direction mm-hmm. than it, because normally speaking, it'd be east-west flight lines. So as you take those the pictures, and especially some of the more larger buildings, they're going to look awkward as you piecemeal in the relationship to all the other imagery that was flown, say, in okay. 2020, just from the varying perspective.
Or maybe it would just be everything east of I-94 going west, like a mile from I-94 or something. I mean, I'd rather get, you know, like half something. The county than none of the county if we can.
Yeah, that's something we can certainly keep in mind into the future. And It's all dependent on a funding source.
Right. The commission was also listening to all the counties and were going to put in for assistance also. So this was not to understand the a greater role and have a greater frequency of imagery. So this wasn't just where we were looking, the commission was looking at it just so in those 5 year for planning purposes, they were also knew that that was critically important for all the counties. So you would more than likely at this point see the same contribution for 2022 or 23. So
let's get her done.
Well, and then maybe, you know, in your talks with Jim, if, you know, maybe we don't get the whole 60, maybe if we get 40, that we could come up with the other 20 or, you know, whatever.
Correct.
Well, and that would be the funds.
Yeah,
that would be
right, exactly.
Which we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to keep in mind moving forward. We've got, to the south of us in Lake County, every other year. And sometimes they're doing it, and they even get that in between year every once in a while. And with everything that's happening along the interstate, it would be a very valuable tool for us moving forward.
Well, I think that can be your argument.
Okay.
Any other new business? Hearing none, motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Seconds.
Great.
Oh, that's the first time. Yeah, people jumping at me.
Two of them. Like stereo.